revelation of the book of Revelation, part 72. I'm Professor Honest Reprise of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, which is an A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick. It's so thick that we had to make it in two books because it's too heavy for a study book to handle. Should you require any information about the book and the availability, price, and so forth, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yafa.co.za, as you can see on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Always welcome. All new people, always welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready, or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenhall version. I trust that this study today will be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. We are to continue where we left off last week. The following information is important as this study will continue. Now, last week I said I was going to inform you about the existence or where the Jesuit order came from. So I'm going to deal with some things. It's a little bit off track, but it's very important for the study. And as we progress, you will find out. I'm just going to refer to the information here. So what I want you to do is, in your study book, in the back, this part you make a special note of. So when I refer to this, you can just run to the back of your notebook and you can just follow it from there. Now, in the beginning of the 19th century, 20th century, 21st century, 21st century, in the beginning or in the middle of the 20th century, there was a Roman Catholic who studied in the Vatican, and he became a priest of the Roman Catholic Church, and then he worked himself up into the position of being part of the Jesuit order. Now, we hear a lot about the Jesuit order, but nobody comes and they explain to you who and what is this Jesuit order. Do you know Jesuit order? And how did they come about? Was there a Jesuit order in 34 AY when the Roman Catholic Church came to existence? No, no, no. Now, the information here comes from Dr. Alberto Alvera. He was a Jesuit, part of the Jesuit system. He was a priest in the Jesuit system. And he lived in the Vatican in Rome. When he was about 55 years old, they sent him to America for a seminar. And there, after the seminar, he searched asylum, which the American government allowed him, and he obtained a new name. And then he started writing books. He did about 10, 15 books, which I've got them all. There's also comics. He did it in a comic style. So it's easy to understand, but the information therein is information that you won't find in no other books ever. Why? Because he did it firsthand. He wrote every one of those comic books or books from personal experience in the 50 years, where he was about 6 years old, when he went to the convent, with his mother and father, who were Catholics, and they enrolled him in the convent, and he was in the Catholic school, convent school, and he grew up there, went to church, and from there, he just accelerated in the Roman Catholic Church. The first Jesuit superior general, Now there's an order of the Jesuits, which is led by the superior Jesuit general of the Roman Catholic Church. Before 1541, in the middle of the 16th century, before 1541, there was no Jesuit order in the Roman Catholic Church. Now what has happened? The Roman Catholic Church was always known to be a very, very strong financial institution. But on that stage, in the middle of the 16th century, from the 14th to the 15th century, they were in financial crisis. Why? Because a lot of the popes died and they didn't receive the tithes and money and as they used to. And then on that stage, in 1534, they were on the brink of bankruptcy. And the Roman Catholic Church didn't know what to do. The Pope didn't know what to do to generate money. In the Roman Catholic Church was a person with the name of Ignatius of Loyola. He went to the Pope and he said to the Pope, put me in charge of the Roman Catholic Church for 4 years. And I guarantee you, within 4 years, I will draw the Roman Catholic Church out of the debt that they have to become the richest organization that it's known for to be. He says, you allow me to do what I need to do in order to save the church. And then the Pope said, it's fine. Then Ignatius of Loyola, he created the Jesuit order just after 1541. In that very same year, he created an organization in the Roman Catholic Church called the Jesuit order. Now the Jesuit order was created with the intentions to manifest itself by fear. It functioned on fear. It had different soldiers, it had secretary generals, it had other generals, and it was like an army of the Roman Catholic Church. It's like an army. And they immediately, Ignatius de Loyola, on behalf of the Pope, used the Pope's name all the time. He taxed the people, the working people. He taxed the farmers. He taxed the crops. He taxed the animals he had. Every way that he could tax the people, he taxed them. And if they don't pay their taxes, and they don't pay their part to the church, they will come and they will burn the land down. They will burn the house down. In some instances, they even killed people. They functioned by fear. So the people started to do, not out of love, but out of fear, what the church wanted them to do. So what did Ignatius de Loyola did? He named himself the first Jesuit Superior General. That's his title. The first Jesuit Superior General. Until today in 2026, that title functions in the Roman Catholic Church. Till today. It's called the Black Pope. Well, I'm coming to that. I'm just giving you the information. So in 1541, Ignatius of the Loyola created the Jesuit organization, and they start to collect the taxes and wave money from different sources. And what did they do? They enriched the Roman Catholic Church. In such a state that within 2 years, the Roman Catholic Church was out of its debt. It had money in surplus. The money was just like a river flowing in. But Ignatius of the Loyola and the Jesuits kept the pressure on the people. And up till today even, that's the way that they function. Under the Black Pope, I refer to him as the Black Pope, of course, so does the Roman Catholic Church. You will always see him. He's always near the Pope. The Pope is not a black man of Africa or Asia or wherever. The Pope is dressed in white clothes normally, and the Black Pope is always near him. The Jesuit Superior General, it's called in brackets the Black Pope. He's always, wherever you see the Pope, he's near. He's dressed in black. He has a red sash or a red kippa, or he has a purple sash or a purple kippa. So that's his dress, is the way that he functions with fear. Called the, even the Catholics call him the Black Pope. So after Ignatius the Loyola, so what he did, he drawn the church into the green, meaning they had money in surplus, and then the Pope says, right, as from now on, that was the second year, you will function as the Black Pope. Because from the first time that he functioned, they wore Ignatius the Loyola, his clothes were black clothes, for fear. And the council that he had, the Jesuit Order Council, they all functioned in fear. Now, if you want to do yourself a favor, I'm not going to do it here. You can go on the internet and you can just type in the oath of the Jesuit Order. But take a seatbelt with you, because you're going to fall out of your chair if you read the oath of the, and it's been modified already. I have one of the old oaths. I've had a look at the new one on the internet. It's a bit modified, made it softer, but still, go and read it. Go and read it. You will fear it. You won't think it's a church, and that's why I called it a cult and not a church. Because no church can do that. They preach the love of Jesus, because they believe in Jesus. We believe in Yahushua. So from the time in 1541, when Ignatius of the Loyola, who became the first superior general of the church, up till today, in 2026, there were about 30 different Jesuits generals who lived through the ages up till now. I'm going to just give you a couple of names, and you can go and study it on the internet if you will, if you don't have the right books. Diego Linas, Francis Bochina, Claudio Aquafifa, Pedro Araperi. There's just a couple who functioned. And then you have the current generals, Jesuit super general, who is Arturo Sousa, Arturo Sousa, S-O-S-A, who even, who from 2016 up till now in 2026 is in this position of power in the Roman Catholic Church, the Black Pope. And he is referred to as the Black Pope or the Caesar of the Roman Empire. You remember, and I'm just giving an example here, in the time of Yahushua 2,000 years ago, more than 2,000 years ago, that Yahushua preached the gospel of salvation. He died, he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and he sent his disciples and apostles over the earth to preach the gospel of salvation. And the Roman Empire was already in control of the world 300 years before Yahushua. Then in 34 AD, the sect of Yahushua, the Yahfist, became so enormous that the Roman Empire feared this sect, the Yahfist sect. And then they created the Roman Catholic Church in 34 AY after Yahushua. And this was the Roman Empire for more than 300 years, ruling the world, the greatest empire that ever lived. They created the Roman Catholic Church. Roman means Roman Empire, state church. Catholic means united, and church means universal. It will be a universal state church. And then it ruled up till 570 after Yahushua. And then this mighty empire just vanished into thin air. Where did it go? Where's the Roman Empire gone to? Well, if you look at the history, 570 years after Yahushua, the church, the Roman Catholic Church, just swallowed the Roman Empire with its Roman Caesars, just swallowed it up. So what did happen? Up till today in 2026, this Roman Empire is as alive and well as what it was 300 years before Yahushua. The only difference is it functioned through a church, through an organization, a cult that looks like a church. It's called the Roman Catholic Church. The Babylonian whoremother, Revelation 17, who sits on the water and rule the water. Revelation 17:50 say, the water that you see, where the Babylonian whoremother is sitting on, is people and nations and creeds and tongues. She's ruling the world. That's why she calls herself the mother of all churches. The Roman Catholic Church is the only organization in the world with 197 full-time embassies in the world. Not even Russia, America, or anyone has 197 full-time embassies. What happens? Embassies, I mean. So what happens? The Roman Empire in and around the Vatican, 197 embassies. A church? No, it's not a church. It's the Roman Empire. Then, this Jesuit general, after the covenant will be formed, according to Daniel 9:27, the Roman Catholic Pope, the White Pope, will make the covenant. And he shall sit in the temple, Daniel 9:27. You can go read it, I'm just giving you some information. We are going to come to that in study, but I'm giving you some information. Where he will sit in the temple, 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 1 to 15. He will sit in the temple and present himself as God, and offer offerings unto God on behalf of Israel. I'm using the term God. We don't believe. They will, the King James Bible says God. And then he will break the covenant. the Roman Catholic Pope. After 1,270 days, he will break the covenant, and then will come the great tribulation. Why? Because the Jesuit order, the Roman Emperor, the Empire, will exist again. That Roman Empire will swallow the Roman Catholic Church. And who will be the Antichrist? Not the white Pope, who on this stage, I'm using it, Leo the 16th, no. No. It will be as we live, if it happens now, it will be sorcerer. The black Pope will become the Antichrist, the Emperor of the Roman Empire, Sosa, if it's got to happen now. You understand what I'm saying? I'm using just a metaphor here. So, the church, the Roman Empire will relive, and this Roman Catholic, a Jesuit priest, general, he will rule as the Antichrist until Yahushua will, at the Battle of Armageddon, just dissolve the earth with fire and hail. Now, we understand now that there's a white pope and there's a black pope. And that's very important. For most of our lives, it just went by. We noticed it, especially when TV came. Before TV, it was more difficult to see it. But as TV came, we experienced it, and we now understand it. Why is there a black pope in the Vatican? Well, he's the Caesar of the Roman Empire. He's there. He's not just the advisor. The Roman Pope Leo the 16th today, and so all the others before him, from the 16th century, they act under instructions of the Black Pope, the Roman Empire. Church, Roman Catholic Church, Roman Empire. They function under the instructions of the Caesar, the Black Pope. But there will come a time when he's going to present himself in the open as the Antichrist. Now, this Black Pope, why does he wear black? Well, Ignatius of Loyola, he started to wear black to create fear. But it's also to show that the Roman Empire today in 2026 is still mourning. Because they can't function in the open yet. So, when you go to a funeral, what color do they wear? Mostly black, especially the Catholic Church. Black is the color of mourning. So, what does the Roman Catholic Pope wear? The black Pope wears black clothes with a purple or a red sash, or a purple and a red kippah. And you know what does the kippah means? It means the sign of not accepting Yahushua as my Savior. This is what it means. And that's why the Muslims, the Islamites, they wear it as well. And so everyone, and also the Orthodox Jews, they haven't accepted Yahushua as the Messiah. So, the black color of the Jesuit order general is to show that the Roman Empire is mourning because it can't come to the fore right now. Until the time he's going to present himself as the Antichrist. Now I trust that this bit of information will open some doorways spiritually which you never understood before. And if it's necessary, you need to go back and look at this video again. Make your notes in the back of your notebook, especially with the dates and everything I gave you here, and the names. You can go on the internet and you go and look at the information there as well. There's a lot of good information about the Jesuit order. And that's how they function. And today, the Jesuit order also functions under the what they call the NAR, New Apostolic Reformation, which is in most churches, and they are Jesuit servants. So they don't wear black, they look like students, they're in the universities, they're in churches. Normally they the pastor's best friends or the preacher's best friends. They're part of the church board, they're on the school boards. Lots of time they teach us in schools, they function in the armies, they function in the hospitals. That's where they are, the NAR, New Apostolic Reformation agents. And they are Catholics, but they are part of the Roman system. And they infiltrate every sphere of the life where we live in, every part. They infiltrate in finances, in banks, in schools, in churches. Some of them became pastors. They go and study to become pastors. And they will do anything to draw you in. I can remember many years ago when I was a pastor, I received a call and somebody asked me if they can have a meeting with me, and he came there. He was from Johannesburg. And because of my knowledge that time, because it's many, many, many years in the eschatology, he came to me and he sat with me the evening and had the meeting, and he said to me, "We want to draw you into our university to become a professor in our university in Johannesburg." The Jesuit universities in Johannesburg, in South Africa. And he says, we want to use you to train our students to become a professor. They offered me a salary which made my eyes bolted, because it's equivalent to a CEO's salary. Just there and then, with a company car, company house and everything. He says, "But then I must just now the church that I belong to, and I will have to join up with them." And then I ask him the question. It all sounds very nice and good, but whose theology will I have to teach? The curriculum. Do I teach my curriculum, or do you supply me a curriculum that I will have to teach to your students? He said, "We will supply you this curriculum, and you are not to divert from that in one word. You have to stay on it with your whole conscience and everything." He says, "And there is a pension scheme and everything in future, much, much better than the church can offer you." I said to him, "I'm not interested." Because then I realized that this was a spiritual scam, and that he was a Jesuit that was presenting himself to draw us into the system. And he says, "Don't just don't wash it off. I'm going to give you a number. This number you can phone. There's a tape recorder. When you phone, the tape recorder will come on, and you'll leave a message with your number on it," because that was years before cell phones. "You leave your number on it, and we will make contact with you." So, and he says, "And that number will only exist for 5 days. After 5 days, the number will just disappear." So, what I did, I phoned the number. And there was a voice that says, "Well, the next day, just for interest sake, just to see, I was curious to see if it's true." I phoned him, and what happened, the tape recorder came on, says, "Please leave your name and number, and we will get back to you." I just put the phone down, and then after 6 days, we phoned it again, and he says, "Sorry, the number does not exist anymore." So, I had a first-hand experience where they tried to draw me into the system of the Jesuits. I was just not prepared to sell my soul and those of my children and my family for the sake of money. Living a good life, but dying to go to jail. And this is what we must be very aware of. It's called the NAR, New Apostolic Reformation. You can go on the internet and you can follow them. You can read up about them. And a lot of our preachers, especially in South Africa today, these are just preaching a lot of rubbish. They don't stick to the word. They glamorous and they charismatic and they show. This is the type of people that they draw. And they become NAR agents. And they function under the NAR theology, which is the Roman Catholic theology, becoming part of the Babylonian All Mother system. And this is where Revelation 18 verse 4 says, come out from beneath her. Because I'm going to kill her, the mother, and the children, the whore children. And we need to be very, very careful in the time that we're living in, that we don't step into a web. Because they pick their time so good, so close. When you are in a financial situation or you have a lot of pressure, they will suddenly pitch up and make you the greatest office you will not believe. So let's allow the Ruach HaKodesh to lead and train us and teach us all in all righteousness and in truth. Now, if it's Jaffa's will, we're going to continue with our study, the time of the Gentiles, where I interrupted, but I feel that this time that we occupied in the information that I dealt with you, it's going to be life-changing. Send this video around to different people. Give it to your pastor. Give it to your cell group leader. Everyone, listen to this. Don't just laugh it off. I dare you, go on the internet and see for yourself. Till next time, if Father's will, Maranatha, Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.